Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Mm-hmm. The newest trend for brides, if you haven't heard, is black wedding dresses. According to Google Trends, Americans have been Googling black wedding dresses just as much as white wedding dresses for the past year.
If you saw,
I was going to say, I know Sunset. Why, and I'm pulling it up to show you right now. Christine on Selling Sunset got married in an all black
wedding dress.
But
how long ago was that?
Last year.
It would have been last year.
Okay. But she invited everyone that came to the wedding to wear white.
Yes.
So when she walked down the aisle, it like was the opposite of the rest of the room.
Now, I have to say, I'm looking at this picture and she looks stunning.
Yeah, it looks a lot like my junior year prom dress.
It is very much like a ball gown.
That's what it does.
And honestly, I think she took, clearly this is custom made, but you could take a traditional wedding gown and dye it black.
And now, she's blonde, so it really stands out. Like, she and her groom are in black and white, obviously, and then everybody else and all the decorations are in white, so they really stand out. So from a decorative standpoint, that looks really
cool.
Yeah,
it's very pleasing to the eye. There is a meaning for the white wedding gown. Is there a meaning attached to having a black gown or a gown of any other color?
She's taking her husband for all the money, at least on this specific wedding with Christine.
Yeah. She didn't say that there was a reason why, but she had this whole kind of black motif that had pops of red and white. So she had like lots of like feathers and like red roses.
I bet it looked really cool.
It did look really cool, but everything else was black. Like the dishes were black and the whole room was like really, really dark.
Wow.
Yeah, I am the opposite of pure.
And if you watch that show,
why she did
you know
it.
That.
Yeah, to tell you the truth.
And I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe that's what sparked it because, you know, when you look at the data from these Google trends, the actual trends usually follow. And I have to tell you that these black wedding dresses were actually searched more than white dresses for 2 months last fall.
So that would have been right around the time probably when Selling Sunset came out that season.
Yeah. Now, there's a spokesperson for the chain David's Bridal who says that you used to have to custom order a black gown, but they're so popular now, they've actually started stocking them.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. I looked it up, and it says a black wedding dress means power, mystery, strength, elegance, and sophistication.
There you go.
Okay.
I tried on a yellow one that I really liked.
A yellow wedding dress?
I thought about it.
Hmm. Yeah, other wedding dress colors are trending right now, too. Not as big as black and white, but blue is trending, purple, and red.
Mix it up.
It's your day. Do what you want to do.
Red is pretty wild.
What color are you wearing, Tim?
I don't know yet.
You guys haven't picked out your outfits?
Powder blue.
Are you not doing tuxes?
Oh, God, no.
No, Christopher doesn't even want to do a tux?
No, it's at a brewery.
Well,
you can wear your sandals if you'd like.
You can wear whatever you want.
That's right.
You guys could dress up as, you know, like those hipster guys with the beards and stuff that brew the beer.
That's true. That's true.
Fit right in.
Flannel.
Yeah.
I like it that it's trending, though, because every woman in the world wants to wear black because it makes you look skinnier, you know, and maybe
it's
that's
way more flattering.
Yeah, well, I gotta say, the pictures look good.
Well, and all the brides, I feel like they starve themselves so they can look different on their wedding day sometimes.
No, wear black and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That should be the slogan for black wedding dresses.
Yeah, that's great. On the invitation.
Yeah.
So that's controversial topic number one, because some people are very, you know.
It's not.
Adamant about the fact that
brides should wear white.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the other issue is something that came up, and they're doing this in Spain. May have heard this. Paid menstrual leave for periods. Now, there are some businesses that are doing this voluntarily. Spain is considering it, making it a national law where employers have to provide paid menstrual leave. In fact, this bill would offer unlimited paid days off with the doctor's note.
Unlimited.
Amen.
Yeah.
Look at that.
The government of Spain would pick up the tab, not the employer.
Huh.
Now, if you think that's crazy, there are actually a few countries around the world that have similar laws, and they're not all in Europe. Because usually those liberal laws where, you know, they get all this vacation time and they get off for this, that, or the other thing, you know, they usually originate in Europe. But this kind of thing is actually happening all over. Japan, Taiwan, you know, and they're pretty intense in Japan. They're hard workers, man.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones who do, you know, they're doing...
You wouldn't think they'd give anybody a pass for
pretty
much
anything. No, they work 50, 60 hours a week at the drop of a hat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You feeling sick, you're not feeling well, you having a baby, you work anyway.
That's right.
But when it comes to this, they're actually giving some time off. Taiwan, Indonesia, South Korea, Zambia. But Spain would be the first country in Europe to do this.
So, two things. One, what about for, I mean, I'm just going to say, as a dude, I don't know all the things, right?
Sure.
But I know that I have family members that have a period 3, 4, or 5 times a year, and I have friends that have it every 28 days. So, like, how is that? Like, if you get a day off, a couple days off every month, and you get a couple days off 3 times a year...
I don't
know.
Not
fair.
But there's also, what if I'm in menopause? Or what if, you know, I'm still working and I had to have a hysterectomy for some reason? I mean,
and
how does all of that work?
Right. But then also my second point is here at Hubbard Broadcasting, we have an unlimited sick day policy.
Yeah.
So are we already doing it here?
You could argue that we already kind of have a policy like that in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, Flo, I was talking about this on our Facebook Live video. Like, some women will go for 2 days and be finished, and some women will go for 10 days.
Right. Like, all of us who work on the air, you know, we're sort of judged by the ratings our respective shows bring in. So, you know, if it got to a point where you were taking so much time off that it started affecting
one
ratings,
week a month,
you know, I don't know, that might be a different story.
Well, we have a lot
of employees here who are also judged based on how well they do in sales. So there's a lot of people who are able to work from home, maybe if they're not feeling 100%, that can still maintain their job performance.
I mean, I know women who are completely debilitated by cramps. I mean, they have it so bad that, man, this would be really good for them because it's hard to function when you're in that much pain.
And that's why people who support the bill say it shouldn't be the norm for women to have to go to work in pain every month.
Yeah.
On the other hand, there are some critics, and many of them women, who say this could backfire and stigmatize women and causing companies to be less likely to hire them.
Right, or they'll get paid less.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think that, you know, with this company's policy, the company we work for, Hubbard Broadcasting,
based out of
Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
When it comes to windows, doors, roofing, siding, and gutters, I'm a fan of Universal Windows Direct. And right now, when you buy one window, you'll get one free. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com or call 513-755-1800.
My windows, they've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
You know, how long have we had this policy in place where we get unlimited sick days?
Since I've worked here, that's almost 7 years.
If people were abusing it, they would end the policy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know of anybody in this building that I'm aware of, there may be,
that abuses
that are abusing it. Maybe there are, and I'm just not aware.
I have an idea.
Oh, is there?
I could name two.
But in that case, I would think you would just deal with the individual, no?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, kind of breaking this morning, I just saw this story. I thought we should pass this along. Procter & Gamble has closed its downtown office this morning. They sent out a note saying it was a potential security concern, and they have police at the entrances downtowns today.
Oh, wow.
So, really? So
some kind of threat?
Not sure. Everyone who worked there got the email early, but interesting. We'll keep you up to date if we hear anything else about that.
All right, so I have a question on another matter. I don't know, for some reason you mentioned P&G, and that made me think of baby items, which made me start thinking about this baby formula crisis we're having across the country. So is baby formula kind of like cat food, where, you know, you decide to, like, switch your cat to a different cat food, they say you're supposed to transition your cat. I think they say the same for dogs, don't they? Like,
when you change dog food, foods, you got to do it slowly. You got to integrate.
You mix them.
Is that the same for babies? Like, if you can't just switch formulas if you can't find yours?
Mm-hmm. No.
And you cannot.
No. And the biggest issue, I mean, there's a lot of issues with this baby formula situation, but the biggest one is those who require special food. Because
like your
kid. they have different, you know, allergies, and they can't tolerate certain formulas, and it makes them very, I mean, it can be lethal.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I went through a formula issue with my daughter when she was first born. We had to try 3 different formulas before we found one that worked for her. And I think it was just because she had an overly tender tummy. Like, she had acid reflux. Mm-hmm. She couldn't keep things down. A lot of babies have GERD, which is, you know, they need even more sensitive formulas. Mm-hmm. Some kids have milk allergies. Some have soy allergies. Some have, I mean, it's just all over the board.
It's complicated.
That's why they
it's hard to find
so
the perfect
many
one.
Different mm-hmm. kinds of formula. Hmm. And if you can only find one specific type that your kid has to have and it's not available, that's why this is a crisis right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can't
pretty frightening.
Right.
It's
not
horrifying.
Just like you could be like, oh, just give them that one that you found on the shelf.
Right.
No, it'll be worse off for them. I mean, they could throw it up the whole day.
Yeah, they did say on the news this morning that I guess some kids have been sick because their parents have had
to try
no
a different
option.
One, no other option, because what do you do?
Right.
It's terrifying. I can't.
It's awful.
I mean, it is awful.
I feel so badly for all the parents out there right mm-hmm. now dealing with this formula issue. And I just want to know why. I don't understand.
Well, they
how
did
it's
say
happened.
That I saw this morning on the Today Show that they are going to start production at the one factory again, but it
that
could take
closed.
About 3 to 4 months to catch up. And then they're also trying to bring in formula from Ireland.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some relief in sight. I don't know.
Oh, that's the company that
scary.
That will be back online in 2 weeks.
Abbott.
Right.
They're up and running in Ireland, so mm-hmm. they're going to grab their stash from there and ship it over here.
I wonder what's taken so long for them to open back. Why it took how many months after being closed for it to
like the real
reopen.
Reason, not what we're
right,
hearing.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
Because and why it's taking so long for. I mean, this has been, this, we've seen this coming for a while.
Since January.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about this in January.
Yeah.
Got to give it a good cleaning, good scrub down.
I will say that I feel like the one positive thing that I've seen from this whole horrible situation is the amount of women and families that have come together to help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen the posting like, hey, I'm at Kroger in Oakley and they have XYZ. If you need XYZ, let me know. I'll pick up too. Or, you know, just so you know, come here right now. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been nice to see the camaraderie of people coming together to help.
I was talking to my friend Steph. She was selling breast milk.
Yes.
And so like that was kind of an interesting thing. She said you can sell it, but she did end up with some sickos who wanted the breast milk for a weird fetish
reason.
Oh,
no, for weird fetish reasons.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, how relieved I would be if I was a breastfeeding mom right now,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I saw Megan Mongello from Local 12 was very honest because she had breast cancer before she had her kids. And because of that, she had to have a double mastectomy where they kind of removed all of the glands and everything mm-hmm. that produces milk. And so she kind of was talking a little bit about it on her personal Facebook page where she was like, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, why can't you just breastfeed your kids?
It doesn't work like that.
People right. don't understand. You just can't throw your kid on your boob and say, eat.
Right.
And some, you know, there's so many things that go along with breastfeeding.
Right. So, and it's like if you've got a 1-year-old and you never breastfed, it's not like you've got milk coming in and can just start breastfeeding now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way.
So as a mom, as a parent, is there any trepidation in feeding your child another woman's breast milk, not knowing her health history.
Sure.
I wouldn't have had it. Like if that was working for my kid, I would have had no issue with it. I would have been like, how much can I get? You know?
Yeah.
Honestly. I'd have questions. Yeah. I mean, I would consider like, it, but go. I would have questions.
She would need to undergo a health interview.
I would. I mean, especially if your kid has some sensitivities. I mean, you don't know what she's been eating, and I'm not saying she's eating anything horrible. Yeah. I'm just saying she might be eating something that could cause
like
your
if you
kid
have an over gassy
sick.
Baby and right. she's eating lots of foods with gas. It might be more harmful than good. But
right,
bless you.
Yeah, if your kid starts, you know, pooping all of a sudden and it just looks weird and you're gonna have to talk to this mom and say, hey, what the hell have you been eating?
What
are you feeding my kid?
Yeah, but you need it. I mean, some people have no choice and they gotta give it to your kid.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Exactly. You can't not feed them anything.
And I can't imagine how moms, I feel like a lot of times we already struggle with the amount of guilt just by being a mother. I can't imagine what these moms are feeling like knowing they cannot feed their kid and it's not their fault. I can't even, like, my heart, my soul, everything goes out to them because I can't imagine what it feels like.
And they expect to have that plant up and running within 2 weeks, and they say it'll be another 4 to 6 weeks, I guess, before we start to see that formula back on the show.
So this is going to get really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to come up with other ways to get us through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, speaking of, we were talking about, you know, paid time off. Medical leave, and you know, stemmed from the discussion we were having about paid menstrual leave. A lot of people weighing in this morning on that topic. Bob wants to know if employers will be more likely to hire men to save on costs if that becomes law. A lot of people doubt that it will happen here in the U.S., but it could happen in Spain as it does in places like Japan, Taiwan, Zambia and other countries.
But the point of that story is the employer is not paying for the women to take the time off.
The government
is paying for that. So
will men get the same benefits to take care of, say, an ailing spouse? Let's see. Faith loves the idea of paid menstrual leave, but she doesn't think it'll ever happen in the U.S. She says, we don't even have proper paid leave for parents when they have a baby.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. So how much time did you have and how much time would you have preferred when you had Penelope?
So I took 8 weeks off because I had a C-section, and that is kind of like the norm for like the government or whatever, the world for the United States or whatever. It's 6 weeks if you have a vaginal birth, 8 weeks if you have a C-section. I took vacation after that. So I was gone for 11 weeks. I was mentally ready to come back to work because I wanted to be around other adults. But as far as like my body and taking care of my kid, it probably would have been nice to have 6 months just to kind of figure out some of the adaptations of life, you know.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least.
Yeah.
Because I think I took 12 weeks.
Did you?
I took 12 weeks, but that was after being on bed rest for 6 months. So physically, just the muscle atrophy and just the level of weakness. I mean, and then with
getting back in shape.
And then with a newborn, so sleep deprived and everything that comes with that. Yeah, 6 months would have been amazing.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that your baby goes through in that first, I mean, even 2 months, you know.
So stressful.
Paige says she's still waiting for childless extended leave for people who weren't blessed with children. Will they get the same time off once or twice as people with children? So a lot of people weighing in on both sides of the issue. It's 7:54, though. We got some other business to take care of, including a brand new second date update.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.